Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elements of the media are seeking to derail the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. What is on the docket? What can they do about it? And where is it all heading? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
This is Daniel Trump, who's being stopped in the street because of Trump's motorcade. He's standing at the side of the road. He wants to get through. And they're telling him, nope, you're stuck because POTUS's motorcade's going through. So he calls Trump. He's on the phone with Trump.
Guess what? I'm waiting in the street because everything is frozen for you.
So they told him to walk. Yeah, you better hoof it. That's what happens when you sit here and recognize Hamas as its own state. We'll talk more about that. That's what you get, Macron. Hoof it. Just saying. Oh, he had to go and meet the unwashed masses. Oh, poor man. Oh, golly, I can't stand him. Can you, first off, the fact that he thought he could just call POTUS and be like, I'm stuck in the streets. I cannot get through. It's a motorcade. And then, you know, Trump was like, hoof it. So he had to walk. Was he still on the phone with POTUS at that moment?
So.
Yeah.
I
hope Trump was giving him an earful. But, you know, interesting. That was Macron who couldn't, because all the UN said he couldn't get through. Yeah, that's what happened. They're not going to let you through, slick.
Right.
They're not going to let you through. You're in America. They're not going to let you through. You got POTUS's motorcade going in. That's just the way it is, you know. So interesting. We're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up, because all of these nations that are trying, they're rushing to recognize. They said they want to recognize a quote unquote Palestinian state. I don't recognize that word because it's a made up word by a dead Roman emperor who gave it to that land out of spite after the Second Judean Uprising. So, yeah, it's not supported by thousands of years of either Christian or Islamic antiquity. So I don't like to pretend that things that aren't real are real. But you can go ahead and say like West Bank and Gaza and the territories. So Hamas, as you know, they're talking about having the Palestinian Authority run the quote unquote Palestinian state. The problem is the Palestinian Authority, to anyone who's been paying attention for any length of time over the past 20 years, is almost now completely run by Hamas. After the 2007 elections, when they took over in 2005, after the unilateral withdrawal of Israel in the Strip, they had elections and guess what? Won by a landslide. But it's not just this isn't like Hamas's own Ministry of Information. You have a Agence France-Presse, you have the Associated Press, you have the BBC, you also have all of these United Nations observers, and they've been tracking sentiment of Hamas in anticipation of the 2021 elections. And what they were all independently discovering simultaneously is that Hamas was so unbelievably popular, they were going to, and the word was run away, phrase was run away with the election in 21. So the Palestinian Authority suspended elections, blamed it on the Jews, by saying they weren't sure if Arabs in Israel would be able to go and vote. But they actually suspended elections because they knew Hamas was going to take over and be the ruling faction within the authority. So don't sit here and say that the Palestinian Authority can run an independent state, because it's literally Hamas. You're rewarding Hamas by upgrading them from the Strip to a whole entire state and two territories. So step off all of these ahistorical, illiterate clown turds. Done. We have a second hour coming up. We're also going to talk about the president's announcement on autism yesterday. Lorraine, who is a contributor over at Chapter and Verse, has a piece coming out about it, and she's going to react. We got a lot more. Stick with us. Our partners that bring you the program, our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PR-57. It is a rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, 40% lighter than the competition. So if you're looking to conceal carry a 5.7, this is something you should look at. They accomplish the lightness and the diminutive size in a couple of different ways. The rotary barrel, number one, it's a one of its kind, redefined. one-of-a-kind rotary barrel pistol, so that contributes to it, but also the very unique way that they load. It's a top-loading design, so it replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips. So you have a slimmer carry profile and 20-plus-1 capacity. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy. Simple, reliable, and affordable. MSRP, only $399. Learn more about the PR-57 chambered M57 at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I guess I'd ask you to just elaborate on that a little bit. It's hard to hear.
Yeah.
With you running as, you know, you're the first woman elected vice president. You're a black woman and a South Asian woman elected to that high office, very nearly elected president. To say that he couldn't be on the ticket effectively because he was gay is hard to hear.
No. That's not what I said. That he couldn't be on the ticket because he is gay. My point, as I write in the book, is that I was clear that in 107 days, in one of the most hotly contested elections for president of the United States, against someone like Donald Trump, who knows no floor, to be a black woman running for president of the United States, and as a vice presidential running mate, a gay man, with the stakes being so high, it made me very sad, but I also realized it would be a real risk.
Well, because he was gay.
Yeah, she just said, yeah, I couldn't because he was gay. I really wish Maddow would have said, now let's talk about Shapiro. Well, they couldn't do him because he was Jewish. That's what her answer would be. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. You know that one song, Black and Yellow? I was just thinking of like black and gay because of that. I'm just like, that's... I'm made of thoughts right now. Let me corral them all together here. Hang on. Because I came up with like a million more as I was watching this again. She is admitting, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like she's even saying her base isn't going to support that.
Yeah.
I am, oh gosh, Kane, I'm trying really hard to stay on the plantation of goodness here. Really trying hard.
It's just the two-facedness of it.
But I want to run off and be like, but you're telling me that he can't, you didn't pick him because he's gay. But isn't she kind of admitting that that was kind of like a DEI thing that was being foisted on her? Because a lot of people were pushing him.
Right.
She's like, yeah, but nobody's going to, because that's literally his only qualification. If it's a qualification. In their eyes, things like that are basically substitutes for something that is accomplished or acquired through hard work and merit, right? Oh, you were a horrible mayor of South Bend and you didn't really do anything? Yeah, but he's gay. Oh, okay. Well, then that changes it. Now, oh gosh, Kane. I feel like we need to have some like unlicensed music that we can play real quick when I mute myself and put a hand over my mouth so I can tell Kane exactly what I'm thinking. because I desperately want to say it on air, but I feel like also I actually maybe would have to use that get out of jail free card with Brennan Carr.
Possibly.
Yeah. But you know what? Do you know where I'm going here? Yes. Like, if that's his qual, it would make sense if, you know, his only job was, and I don't even know what this entails, but I'm just saying, because this is how Democrats think, it would make sense only if, like, his job was just gay stuff. I don't even know what that would be, but you can get an idea. You know, if that was just the only requirement, then it'd be like, oh, well, he's gay. That makes sense. But, you know, you're for the vice presidency, can he do anything? Does he have any foreign policy experience? No. Does he have really any economic experience? Yeah, that's a no. Negative. Okay, does he have any experience with domestic policy? Well, he ran 63 buses in South Bend. You know, he's got that. Okay, still not really anything. But he is gay. Oh, well then, there it is.
Why didn't you lead with that?
Yeah, why didn't you lead with that? Good night. Oh, well, he can accomplish all the things because he's gay. What? I don't think so. But the fact that she seemed, that actually seemed like one of the easiest things that came out of her mouth. Did you notice that too? How often does, because Kamala Harris has this book out, so she's going on her book tour, and she's basically saying in her book, I'm going to save you a click or a read. She's like, yeah, I knew Biden was losing it. Everybody else did too, and here are their names. That's like the book. She's like, yeah, couldn't have Buttigieg because he's gay. She's just going down the line. Jill was a bitch. I mean, she's just going down the whole line. That's her book. She's burning every bridge in the book. I just love watching the infighting. I am basking like this, basking in this like a lizard on a sun rock. It's just chef's kiss. It's so good. It's the schadenfreude that we wanted, right? Just delayed a little bit, but we're getting it. It's my birthday month, my birthday week. We're getting it. So that wasn't all. She had a couple other things that she was saying. Well, apparently, let's see. Oh, here's everyone I don't agree with as a communist. Audio soundbite 6. Yay.
And right now we are dealing with, as I called him at my speech on the Ellipse, a tyrant. We used to compare the strength of our democracy to communist dictators. That's what we're dealing with right now in Donald Trump. And these titans of industry are not speaking up.
And okay, I'm not going to last through this. Your administration literally called and screamed at them. If we have that Zuckerberg audio that we played yesterday, can we just like pump that back up? Just yell at me when we have it. Just play it. Because she literally... Biden Harris called tech companies. They literally contacted tech companies and were telling them, all of these tech titans, you need to drop these. You need to suspend accounts that do this. You need to drop accounts that do this. You need to censor speech that says this. You need to control the algorithm that is facilitating anything that we disagree with. All of this. And it didn't just stop at what they labeled COVID misinformation, which was nonsense. But it had to do with the laptop. It had to do with almost every single aspect of the Biden presidency. That's a big thing. So I don't know what she's talking about when she says that she's calling for tech titans to speak out. You literally called Mark Zuckerberg and screamed at him. Like, that actually happened. And Zuckerberg just, you know, didn't know how to, he just, you can tell when he was doing an interview, he was just kind of shocked about it. She talks about him being a communist. That word has a meaning. How is he a communist when he won a free and fair election and you didn't? It doesn't make any sense to me. How is he a communist by actually ending a lot of government oversight and pushing deregulation? That's a really bad communist. He's a horrible communist. That doesn't even make any sense. These words have meanings. I don't think she's gotten the memo that hyperbole isn't serving her or her party's agenda very well. It's just stupid. So this is so ridiculous. Audio soundbite 4, she talks about Biden running for re-election. Listen to this.
There was so much, as we know, at stake. And as I write, you know, where my head was at the time is that it would come off as being completely self-serving.
If you said to President Biden that you did not think he should run again.
Yeah, or even that he should question whether it's a good idea.
I just didn't think I should say anything. So she was scared, too scared to say anything. Such empowerment. Such empowerment. I'm telling you what. She says she has no focus to run on her. She has no focus on running in 2028. Well, obviously, because she's, you know, our friends at All Family Pharmacy. This website can never cease business because I will not know what to do. I love All Family Pharmacy. I use it. Not only can you get the stuff that gatekeepers try to keep from you, the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, the whole nine yards, NAD+, all of that, but you can also get your emergency medications and daily medications. You can get antibiotics. Like, for instance, if I know that I'm getting strep, I've had it enough. I know what it is. I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to go out there and abuse antibiotics to the point of rendering them ineffective. But I'm not going to go and pay like an $80 whatever fee and go and have a doctor tell me what I know I have and then have to wait and get the person. No. I'm going to go to All Family Pharmacy, put in my symptoms. The doctor's going to look at it, approve, and then send my prescription in and my medications right to my house. That's how it works. You can get it in 2 to 4 days, overnight in a pinch if you need it. I also got my anti-nausea meds when I went on the MRC cruise to Norway. Ladies, I went and got the Latisse for your eyelashes. So if they start looking really good, that's why. You can choose your medication. Not insurance or risk-averse physicians. Try it today. Take your medical freedom back. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Use code Dana10 today. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
First up, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed the transgender bathroom bill. This, it was signed into law, requires people, you got to use the stuff. If you got to go take a one or two, go in the place that is, you know, corresponds with your junk. Super easy. If your biological sex, there it is. No dudes in ladies' bathrooms, the end. Apparently, I don't know if you guys have been watching the Charlie Sheen documentary. I started it last night and, it is one of the most hysterical and oh my gosh things that I've ever seen in my life. Apparently, he did so much cocaine at one time that the Mexican cartels were worried about their business relationship with him and they cut him off. And he gets, there's nothing that's off record. They even have John Cryer in there complaining about him. It is wild. He was cut off. And that's one of the things that was discovered. I can't believe he's still functioning. Like he's living. Dude, I tell you what. A woman faces prison time for what she says was a chicken rescue, which is what I'm going to call, if I ever steal anything, which I'm not a thief, but if I was, I would say I'm rescuing it. So apparently she's an animal rights activist and she stole four chickens from a poultry slaughterhouse. She faces up to 5 years in prison. It's a Purdue Petaluma poultry slaughterhouse. So she said she was right. You know, I get it, but it's a much because there's probably other ways so you don't get in trouble. But she's citing right to rescue laws that give ordinary people the right to intervene to get an animal overheating, things like that. They have those laws there. So that's what she's citing. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, there's probably I don't know if she exhausted all the other, you know, like did she offer to buy the chickens? Like, I don't know. Anyway, this. Let's see. Pope Leo won't authorize an AI pope and says technology is empty cold and will do great damage to what humanity is about. That's great. Now try unfettered illegal immigration. A Lansing parent is frustrated. Her son was expelled because he disarmed a classmate. I was reading about this morning. So a Lansing parent is trying to get her son back in school. He got expelled because he disassembled a classmate's gun at Dwight Rich School of the Arts. He took it apart and threw away the bullets and didn't tell an adult till later. Yeah. What's the problem?
Right.
Why is he? He's in seventh grade. He's 11 years old. He hunts. He's a hunter. So that's how he knew to disarm and disassemble it. I don't know why he's not getting an award if he, this doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. But they sent out a statement, the school did, and they said that they don't take the decision lightly, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, well, wait a minute. Why was he expelled? What happened to the kid that actually brought it to school?
Thank you.
What happened to that? Like, this kid ought to, I mean, he should have told an adult, but good night. This is insane.
So this is a statement by Sinclair, and more broadly, this may be an example of the unspooling of broadcast TV. You know, the word broad is in the name, but broadcast TV has been shrinking for years, and MAGA supporters have long complained about late-night shows being too liberal, too anti-Trump. Tonight, many Trump voters believe Kimmel was lying and trying to hurt conservatives, and that narrative is still very much out there and alive and well. So I think in some ways this controversy is only getting bigger because so many Trump fans are now going to be furious with ABC. And this is a moment where Disney CEO Bob Iger is standing up, taking a position. And I think he's probably aware of what the consequences
will
be. Iger's
going to get spanked over this because this is over a quarter of their stations. And remember, Jimmy Kimmel didn't even pull a four share. Kane, explain to the good folks how bad that is.
That's horrible. You can't sell. You can't make money without being able to perform in that demo. It's just the way it works. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's ridiculously low. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. If I had ratings that low, I wouldn't be on air.
No.
There's no way in hell I'd be on air. I would not be able to sell. That's how this works.
Yeah, you exceed those ratings on a daily basis just from the radio audience. That doesn't even count the stuff we get on DirecTV and stream and everything else.
And apparently his digital stuff drags too. Like that was like a whole other analysis that I saw somewhere. So again, welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of this first hour, the chat's at Rumble. You can watch us do radio channel 347 DirecTV. Really low ratings. So if Disney wants to eat money on that, that's fine. But you know what? Sinclair doesn't have to make that choice and neither does Nexstar. This is the thing. These stations also have free speech. But you know what's funny? I called it yesterday and I mentioned it again this morning. I said that these stations also have rights. That's how it works. And they're choosing not to air a low rated blackface wearing oaf who cries "My First Amendment" when viewers push stations to reject programming. Now, I said as a joke, not really, watch as the left now ironically demands for government involvement to solve it. Oh, and here we are. Here is one of the first ones, Senator Scott Wiener. He goes, quote, "Can't wait to break up Sinclair." Actually, he ended it with a preposition, "You idiot moron." It's not supposed to be "can't wait to break Sinclair up." "Can't wait to break up Sinclair." You got to keep that you got to keep that together. He says, "Corporate media consolidation doesn't jibe with democracy. And although Sinclair isn't a fan of a democracy, most people are." Oh, so now we're back to hating. I told you it's Marxist. Now we're back to hating private business. That's what this was all about anyway. They don't like private businesses saying we don't like what was happening. We don't like what we're hearing from our reviewers. We're going to take action against and remove this guy because he's tanking everything. You know, those low ratings also affect those local markets. They affect those local stations. You know, the stations that are in maybe St. Louis, maybe my hometown, maybe the viewers there aren't too keen on a guy. And he didn't just go out and say something that was mean or unfunny. He went out and straight up lied. Brian Stelter can talk with his hands as much as he wants to, but it's not going to make it true. He lied. He went out there and said that the killer was MAGA. He went out there and said that Kirk basically brought it on himself. We played the audio. So don't sit here gaslight me that this guy went out there and just made an unfunny joke. Look, conservatives have been taking the joke for the better part of 20 years because liberals don't have the balls to joke about Islam or even China or anything else. So they go after Christians because they're weak. Not because Christians are weak, but because progressives are weak. That's why they go after them all the time. They go after conservatives because conservatives don't chop their heads off. So, or shoot them in the neck. So, they have rights too. These stations all have rights. Every one of them. They have rights. They have the right not to have their this guy's program tank their ratings. They can't sell in that slot. It's hurting them. This guy's lost $70 million. Jiminy Christmas, if I lost that much. I couldn't get a job in broadcasting. But see, progressives, they're specialer. This is like the one ideology where you can suck at your job and then people will like keep you along because they're progressive. So stupid. It's like having a surgeon that constantly kills people on the operating table because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. But he's progressive, though. So we have to keep him. And then if you threaten to fire him because he's just bad at his job, progressives, but my free speech. Same thing. I'm just so tired of this stuff. It's just so ridiculous. So Nexstar, Sinclair, and then you have the government now. You have Democrats wanting to use the government. Oh, it's corporate media consolidation. That's not what this is, you absolute idiot. Good grief. And he's, you know, getting predictably rate, you know, ratioed. By the way, isn't this guy that goes to all the fetish parades and goes out there and like assless chaps and, you know, with a ball gag in his mouth? Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, wait, yeah, I accidentally saw a picture I can't unsee. Can I just make a side? I'm not going to show this. I'm not, no, don't worry, Juan. I'm not going to pollute your mind either. Juan is so innocent. I'm not gonna pollute Juan's innocent mind. We're trying to preserve him. But let me just say this. Two things. I don't take seriously anything from any kind. I don't think any kind of lawmaker that's going out there and backless chaps, I'll say it like that, you know, with ball gags and all this other stuff, walking around. I'm gonna question you in a public office because, I mean, good grief. Straight people don't do that because it's messed up. It's just, you know, come have some decency. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you get to flout decency, okay? So number two, I also don't think that you should be going out dressed like that if you don't have the upper body for it. You know what I'm saying? And if I feel like I could break your arms just by simply snapping them with the power of my wrists, not that I would do that, but I'm just, you know, metaphorically, then maybe you shouldn't go out there just shirtless like that. Okay, we're past it. So this is, and he's not the only one, by the way. There are several others that have done the same thing. That are all out there saying now, oh, well, now maybe we need to go after Sinclair. I told you this wasn't about government control. It was about their control. That's all it's ever been about. Their control. That's it. They have the absolute right to do whatever they want to do. Absolutely. But, and they, these companies, they've got rights also.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Rob Gronkowski
and Julian Edelman.
We invited some familiar friends to hang out with us at the Boston Nut House, thanks to Dunkin'. Here is a sneak peek at some of the fun.
Vince Wilfork.
Bill finally like, look, guys, just stop screwing around.
We are joined by Matthew Light, ladies and gentlemen.
And Vraves. You're going to love him.
Will Campbell.
Not into eating hot dogs.
Having Ernie Adams come in teach you defense.
Being able to play the wide three technique tap.
Full episodes of Dudes on Dudes and Games with Names presented by Dunkin'. Tune into iHeart Podcast or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks to Dunkin' for a great time.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.